The next patient is Mr. Craig Polhamos. The last name is P like in Peter, O, L like in Lima, H like in Hotel, A like in Alpha, M like in Mike, U like in Uniform, S like in Sierra. Polhamos. And the first name is Craig, C-R-A-I-G. It's a clinical case of a 73-year-old white male patient of Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, that is referred to the office because of CKD stage 3B, period. The patient has a 30-year history of diabetes mellitus that has been treated with oral hypoglycemic insulin, SGLT1 inhibitors. And interestingly, he doesn't have any complications regarding the vision. He doesn't have any complications regarding the peripheral vascular disease. However, he had a coronary artery bypass graft. That was done in November of 2014. He has been under the care of the cardiologist, and recent stress test was reported negative. He's on a yearly appointment basis, period. He has a history of hypertension, very well controlled. Organic sleep apnea that is treated with CPAP. In reviewing the laboratory workup, we know that the patient has had a deterioration of the kidney function. In September the 31st of 2023, the serum creatinine was 1.2, the BUN 24. And in July 31st, 2023, the serum creatinine was 1.2. And in September the 5th, 2023, the creatinine is 1.8 and a BUN of 27. The patient has shown some elevation of the liver function test. Interestingly, the patient to a physical examination has strong peripheral pulses, and for 30 years of diabetes mellitus, the implantation of the hair in the lower extremities is normal. The macroalbumin creatinine ratio times 2 has been within normal range. The ultrasound of the kidneys that performed on August 3, 2023, fails to show atrophy of the kidney. Ultrasound of the kidney fails to show alteration in the liver, in the kidney size. There is no alteration in the echogenicity of the kidneys. Very mild cortical cysts, period. The most likely explanation for the deterioration of the kidney function is nephrosclerosis. The patient doesn't have any evidence of selective proteinuria. We are going to rule out the presence of macroproteinuria. And the pertinent kidney test will be ordered. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is very well under control. 128 over 65. The BMI is 25. Following number, coronary artery disease, very stable. Followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Nguyen, W-I-N. Like in November. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of rosuvastatin, 40 milligrams in combination with Consetia. This could be the reason for the slight elevation of the liver function test. Following number, diabetes mellitus that apparently has been under better control in the laboratory that was submitted with the referral, the lowest hemoglobin A1C was 8%. In summary, we have a patient that has CKD stage 3B without apparent selective proteinuria. This is most likely related to nephrosclerosis associated to diabetes mellitus for a long period of time with cardiovascular complication rather than a renal complication. We are going to order the pertinent laboratory workup and we are going to see him back in 6 weeks. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll let you know about the progress.